keep it for the day of my burial. It can happen in the course of life that a single encounter with a transformative individual can change, inspire, illumine, open, give freedom to one part of the soul in a way that opens and frees the rest of life with the gift of faith. Faith is the capacity to withstand what we cannot understand. Love carries us through the cross. Love outlasts death. Love carries us through death. Love outlasts death. Our Holy Scripture at virtually every point recalls for us this moment embedded and enshrined in the Gospel of John, this moment of loss. The psalmists clearly do at almost and virtually every turn. They speak of the troubles besetting us. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims God's handiwork, yes, but God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her right early. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. He breaks the bow. He shatters the spear. He burns the chariot with fire. Be still and know that God is God, exalted in the heavens, exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, even through the lines of loss. These weeks we have heard from the letters of Paul of Tarsus. We haven't paused to interpret them, glorious though they be, including today. Paul, who looks at all of his past in today's reading and calls it, well, he calls it loss. I count all these gains as loss. Everything before I count as loss, but that doesn't sing it. It doesn't say it. The Greek word says it clearly in onomatopoeia, not just loss, but skubalon. Loss. We are those who know the lines of loss. Our poets tell us so regularly, your New England poet, when to the heart of man was it ever less than a treason to go with the drift of things, to yield with a grace, to reason, to bow and accept the end of a love or a season. It can come to pass that an encounter, say in Lent, oh, 2022, with a radically transforming spirit and character and biography like that of Dorothy Day or another, might just cut to the quick, open a person, a part of a person, to begin to explore the range and realm of faith, the gift of faith to withstand what we cannot understand. Love carries us through loss. Love outlasts loss. Our gospel today, for many centuries, has been known as a fragrant effluence, a pungent, perfumed few verses in the middle of John. Why is it that Fyodor Dostoevsky gave as his frontispiece to his greatest novel, Crime and Punishment, these verses from John 12. Keep it for the day of my burial. Keep it for that day, the day of my burial, saith the Lord. This combination, concatenation, this beautiful moment, perfumed effluence comes in part because the loss is twofold. What is remembered here, according to most, is not only the cross of Christ, the death of Jesus, but also the death of John. Not just Jesus on the cross in the year 30, but John, say the beloved disciple, the patriarch of the community who finally, after a long life, he who had known the primitive church and their its leaders themselves, gave up the ghost. And in that grief, that loss, the gospel was born, this gospel, the spiritual gospel, so-called. This one, their pastor, John, had guided them through the disappointment of the lack of Jesus' return, the delay of the parousia, had guided them through their dislocation out of their mother tongue, out of their home in the synagogue, into a new and a strange and a different land, had guided them even through the remembrance of the cross of Christ, the word in the gospel for the cross is our, the hour, always and at every point. And they remembered when he had died something more fully of Jesus' own death. That is, that there's a line of loss connecting us, cross and community, Jesus and John, antiquity, modernity, gospel and Marsh Chapel. In the last 2 years, we have lost virtually a million people in this country. And today, there are people who would have been here 2 years ago to receive the Lord's Supper with us who are not with us this morning. They're translated to God's presence and how we miss them. In that way, John's gospel carries a twofold reminder that love carries us through loss. But you know this. You know this in your bones, your old bone structure, you who are here once, twice, three times a week. You know it because we remember on this day not just the loss of Jesus, but also, in good Johannine fashion, the loss of the pastor who grew this congregation, who carried it through the Depression, carried it through the Second World War, built its building on Commonwealth Avenue, had the building named after him, and when, after a long life in 1968, he was translated to God's presence, he died. He asked that his ashes be interred here, no, right here, right on my right foot. Daniel Marsh, fourth president of Boston University and building of this chapel, after whom it was named some years later, along with his beloved wife, Riley. Today, we remember them in part because of his gift to us in pastoral care and ministry, so that every time we present an offering, as we will later, every time we celebrate the sacrament, as we will later, every time there is a wedding, and finally, after 2 years, we have one, May 14th, every time there is a memorial service, every time there are children baptized, as three will be in good Methodist Palm Sunday fashion next week, there's a double shadow, that of Jesus and the disciples, and that of Daniel and Mrs. Marsh here with us. The line of loss that continues. Love carries us through loss. Those who came before us have showed us that. How stunned we were to learn in late January that the Roman Church is working to canonize Dorothy Day after 20 years of study and a sermon by Timothy Dolan in New York City. How further stunned we were a month later, just about a month ago, to see that one of the friends of our childhood, father of our childhood friend, had passed away at age 96. John Joseph Murray in the small city of Syracuse was a person fully alive. Irenaeus said that the glory of God is a human being fully alive. Well, John was a scientist. He worked for General Electric until they paid for the speech by Joseph McCarthy way back when, and he quit and took another job, was a research leader an organizing and management consultant, worked around the globe. We knew him through his children, but also not for his work, but for his life. He was alive in every way. He used his bicycle in season and out, winter and summer. He took care of bees on his own lawn and on his neighbor's lawn, and he had a smile as big as the street on which he lived, which in his death was named after him. He was the glory of God, fully alive. But only in his obituary, 3 weeks ago, did we learn the root of that. He went to prep school at Manhattan Prep and college at Manhattan College, the son of two Irish immigrants. He and his wife then raised 8 children of their own. In his first month there in New York, he came to know, through her newspaper, The Catholic Worker, and personally, Dorothy Day. And he said, "My life was never the same. My life was changed because she showed me the power of mercy. She showed me the power of mercy." There are lines of loss that connect us. Love carries us through loss and outlasts loss and death. When we are gathered, say, at a memorial service, we have another April 13th, we'll sing or say together, "I lift up mine eyes to the hills. From whence does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade upon your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore." Let us pray. Grant us thy peace. Grant us thy peace. Grant us thy peace. Amen.